Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memor by Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Menachos, Daf Samach Hey, the sixth parak Rabbi Shmo. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. The next mission describes the reaping of barley for the Omer. Shluchim had based and tied the barley into bundles while it was attached to the ground so it should be easier to reap. Residents of nearby towns gathered there, Kadeshi and Nixer be'es Gado, so it should be reaped as a great affair. Once it became dark, the one reaping asked those present a series of questions, with each exchange repeated three times. He asked, Ba Shemesh, has the sun set? And they answered, Hain, yes. He asked, B'magal Zeh, with this sickle, Kupazo, this basket, and Shabbazo, on this Shabbos, all of which they affirmed. He asked, Exor, shall I reap? And they answered, Kesor, reap. And this exchange was also repeated three times. The reason for all these questions was to publicize the date of reaping for the Omer, because the Baitusim said it was not on the night following Yantar, meaning the first day of Pesach, but on the first Motzi Shabbos after Pesach. Point number two, the Brisa of Megillas Tainus enumerates days on which it's prohibited to fast, and some on which it's even prohibited to eulogize, to commemorate great events which occurred on those days. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the eighth day of Nisan, the law of the Tamid was correctly established, and even Espedim are prohibited on those days. From the eighth day until the end of Pesach, the correct date for the Yom Tov Shavuos was correctly settled, as we'll see, and fasting is prohibited on those days. The Gemara explains the debate about the Tamid. The Tzedukin claimed that an individual can donate and bring the Tamid, because the pasuk uses the singular tasa, you shall make. However, the sages countered that the next pasuk about the tamid uses the plural tishmeru, you shall be careful to offer teaching shiakun bon matrumas alishka, that all the tamidim should come from the communal funds of the trumas alishka made from the half shekels that all men donated annually. And point number three, the Gemara explains the debate over the date of Shavuos. The Baitusim interpreted Memachos as Shabbos, the day after Shabbos, to mean that the Omer was always brought on Sunday, with Shavuos occurring 50 days later. Yochan ben Zakkai addressed them, Shoti menai machem, fools, from where do you know this? An old man responded confrontationally that Moshe loved the Jews, and since Shavuos is only a single day, he fixed it to always follow it on Sunday, so they should have 2 days of no labor. Yochum and Zaki retorted that if Moshe loved the Jews, he should have brought them directly into Eretz Yisrael within 11 days instead of taking 40 years. Although the Baitusi did not accept his response, Yochum and Zaki proceeded to present the first of five proofs in this brisa demonstrating that Memachos as Shabbos refers to the second day of Pesach. Another brisa follows which also presents five proofs. On the next up, Rabbi says most of them can be refuted. In the first irrefutable proof, Rabbi Shmuel compares the Shtei Alechem with the Omer. Just as the Shtei Alechem were brought regel utcheilos regel on the Yantav of Shavuos at the start of Yantav, the Omer is also brought at the beginning of Pesach. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next mission describes the reaping of barley for the Omer. Shluchim had based and tied the barley into bundles while it was attached to the ground so it should be easier to reap. Residents of nearby towns gathered there, Kadeshi and Nixer be'es Gado, so it should be reaped as a great affair. Once it became dark, the one reaping asked those present a series of questions, with each exchange repeated three times. He asked, Ba Shemesh, has the sun set? And they answered, Hain, yes. He asked, B'magal Zeh, with this sickle, Kupazo, this basket, and Shabbazo, on this Shabbos, all of which they affirmed. He asked, Exor, shall I reap? And they answered, Kesor, reap. And this exchange was also repeated three times. The reason for all these questions was to publicize the date of reaping for the Omer, because the Baitusim said it was not on the night following Yantar, meaning the first day of Pesach, but on the first Motzi Shabbos after Pesach. Point number two, the Brisa of Megillas Tainus enumerates days on which it's prohibited to fast, and some on which it's even prohibited to eulogize, to commemorate great events which occurred on those days. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the eighth day of Nisan, the law of the Tamid was correctly established, and even Espedim are prohibited on those days. From the eighth day until the end of Pesach, the correct date for the Yom Tov Shavuos was correctly settled, as we'll see, and fasting is prohibited on those days. The Gemara explains the debate about the Tamid. The Tzedukin claimed that an individual can donate and bring the Tamid, because the pasuk uses the singular tasa, you shall make. However, the sages countered that the next pasuk about the tamid uses the plural tishmeru, you shall be careful to offer teaching shiakun bon matrumas alishka, that all the tamidim should come from the communal funds of the trumas alishka made from the half shekels that all men donated annually. And point number three, the Gemara explains the debate over the date of Shavuos. The Baitusim interpreted Memachos as Shabbos, the day after Shabbos, to mean that the Omer was always brought on Sunday, with Shavuos occurring 50 days later. Yochan ben Zakkai addressed them, Shoti menai machem, fools, from where do you know this? An old man responded confrontationally that Moshe loved the Jews, and since Shavuos is only a single day, he fixed it to always follow it on Sunday, so they should have 2 days of no labor. Yochanan Zaka retorted that if Moshe loved the Jews, he should have brought them directly into Eretz Yisrael within 11 days instead of taking 40 years. Although the Baitusi did not accept his response, Rabbi Yochanan Zaka proceeded to present the first of five proofs in this brisa demonstrating that B'malchus HaShabbos refers to the second day of Pesach. Another brisa follows which also presents five proofs. On the next up, Rabbi says most of them can be refuted. In the first irrefutable proof, Rabbi Shmuel compares the Shtei Alechem with the Omer. Just as the Shtei Alechem were brought regel utcheos regel on the Yantav of Shavuos at the start of Yantav, the Omer is also brought at the beginning of Pesach. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samech Hey, and this Siman was suggested to us by Hanan Davis. He suggested that Samech Hey is Seh, sheep, and we often use a shepherd in the Siman. So here goes. While the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the Omer were busy answering responsively to his questions, one shepherd stopped at Saduki who took a sheep he intended to donate as a tamid, while another made fun of a baitus by showing him a calendar with Mamachras a Shabbos falling on the second day of Pesach and not the day after Shabbos. Once again, slow motion. While the shepherds, that must be on daf, samache, se, sheep. While the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the Omer were busy answering responsively to his questions, which reminds us, the Gemara describes the publicized ceremony of Xiras HaOmer. So while the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the Omer were busy answering responsively to his questions, one shepherd stopped at Saduki who took a sheep he intended to donate as a tamid, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the debate over privately donating the tamid. The Gemara explains that the Tzedukin claimed that an individual can donate and bring the tamid because the pasuk uses the singular tase, you shall make. However, the sages counted that the next pasuk about the tamid uses the plural tishmeru, you shall be careful to offer teaching shiyakun ban mitrumas alushka, that all the tamidin should come from the communal funds of the trumas alushka made from the half shekels that all men donated annually. So while the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the Omer were busy answering responsively to his questions, one shepherd stopped at Saduki who took a sheep he intended to donate as a tamid, while another made fun of a baitosi by showing him a calendar with Machras a Shabbos falling on the second day of Pesach and not the day after Shabbos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the debate over the dates for Shavuos and Sfiras HaOmer and the meaning of Machras a Shabbos. So once again, while the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the Omer were busy answering responsively to his questions, one shepherd stopped at Saduki who took a sheep he intended to donate as a tamid, while another made fun of a baitusi by showing him a calendar with Mamachras for Shabbos falling on the second day of Pesach and not the day after Shabbos. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Samech Aleph. So the simmer Daf Samech Aleph is a saw. So here goes. While the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shulk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tenufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for Bikurim put his down in order to do tenufa together with a kohen, a goy was told by the kohen that even if he would wave his saw at them all day long, they still can't allow him to do tenufa, and the kohen will do it alone. Once again, slow motion. While the man put down the saw, that must be on daf samach aleph. While the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shuk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tenufa, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the offerings which require tenufa but not hagasha, the log shemen of a matzora and his asham, bikurim according to Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, the emurim and chaz of a shuk of a private shlamim, and the shtei alechem of the shnei kvasim of Shavuos. So while the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shuk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tenufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for Bikurim put his down in order to do tenufa together with the Kohen, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Bikurim require tenufa. He derives this from the pasuk V'lakach HaKohen HaTanim Yadecho, and the Kohen shall take the basket of Bikurim from your hand, and darshan the Gezer Shava Yad Yad from Shlamim to require tenufa by Bikurim. The Bryce explains how the Kohen and the owner wave it together. The Kohen places his hands under the owner's hands and waves it together with him. So while the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shuk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tenufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for Bikurim put his down in order to do tenufa together with the Kohen, a goy was told by the Kohen that even if he would wave his saw at them all day long, they still can't allow him to do tenufa, and the Kohen will do it alone, which reminds us, we learned that tenufa of karbanos of idolaters and women is performed alone by the Kohen. Daf Samech Beis. So the simmer Daf Samech Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine captain, submarine? That must be more on Daf Samach Bays. The submarine captain searching for Tanufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tanufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the Kvasim, which reminds us, a brisa discussing the Tanufa of the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres notes that the Pasuk says, Veheni Fakon Osam Alechem HaBikurim, and the Kohen shall wave them, the lambs, upon the first offering breads, implying the Kvasim are on top, but then it says, Al Shnei Kvasim, upon the two lambs, implying the lambs are underneath. Since the correct procedure cannot be determined from the pasuk, we reason, Mametzin b'komakam lechem lamala, just as we find every other place that the bread is on top, here too, the bread is on top. Rav Papa explains that we find the bread was placed on top, b'miluim, during the Mishkan's inauguration. Three more opinions are cited. So the submarine captain searching for Tanufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tanufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the Kvasim, while he practiced the different directions of Tanufa using the periscope, which reminds us, Gemara discusses the symbolism of Tanufa in all directions. So the submarine captain searching for Tanufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tanufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the Kvasim, while he practiced the different directions of Tanufa using the periscope, was shocked when he spotted a Kohen on the island doing a second Tanufa after the Shechita using just the Chaz of Ashok, which reminds us, Rebbe says, that the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the communal Shlamim offerings, meaning the Kivsei Atzeres, require a second waving after Shechita, Utunufasan Kamoshehen, and the waving is done as they are, meaning the entire lambs are waved whole. But the Chachamim say b'chaz of Ashok, the waving is only done with the breast and thigh portions. This Malchokas is explained in three ways. Dav Samach Gimel. So the Simran Dav Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The Mincha delivery man on a segue. Segue? That must be more on Dav Samach Gimel. The Mincha delivery man on a segue who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, which reminds us, the Gemara gives over the differences between a Minchas Machvas and a Minchas Marcheshes. A Minchas Marcheshes has a cover and it's deep, whereas a Minchas Machvas is on a griddle without a cover. So the Mincha delivery man on a segue who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, while his partner messed up his order from Bafetanur by delivering half his loaves and half his wafers, which reminds us, Gemara brings the Malchokas, the Minchas Mafet can be brought as half chalos and half rekiking. So the Mincha delivery man on a segue who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, while his partner messed up his order for a Mafetanur by delivering half his loaves and half his wafers, had three workers ready to cut the three saw for the Omer using three baskets and three sickles, whether it was a Shabbos or a weekday, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses harvesting for the Omer on Shabbos versus a weekday. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says that on Shabbos, it was cut by one person with one sickle and put into one basket to minimize malacha. But during the week, it was cut by three people and put into three baskets using three sickles. The Chachamim say it was always cut in the second manner. Daf Samach Dalad. So the Simur Daf Samach Dalad is sewed secret and we use a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent. Secret agent? That must be more in Daf Samach Dalad. Sewed. The secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when, after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, who then saved him while catching fish, and was Pater, which reminds us, Rav Ashi taught if one heard a child was drowning at sea, and he spread his net to catch fish, then if he caught only fish, he's chayiv. However, if he brought up both the fish and the child, Rav says he's chayiv for his forbidden intent, while Rav says he's Pater. Rabbi holds that since he heard about the drowning child, we say his machshava was also about saving the child, but if he had not heard about the child, Rabbi would agree he's chayiv. So the secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when, after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, he then saved him while catching his fish and was pater, and decisively slicing a branch with three figs for the chol who needed two, which reminds us, Rabbi asked, if a sick person was assessed as requiring two dried figs on Shabbos for his survival, and there are two figs attached to the tree by two separate stems, requiring two acts of cutting, and there are three figs attached by one stem, which do we bring? Do we bring the two figs because they're both fit for him and no superfluous figs are detached? Or perhaps we bring the three figs because we thereby reduce the acts of harvesting since they require only a single act of detaching? So the secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when, after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, who then saved him while catching fish and was pater, and decisively slicing a branch with three figs for the chola, who needed two, he decoded the secret message from a mute, identifying the spot to cut the omer that year is Gago's Tzarifim, which reminds us, Gemara discusses bringing the Omer from nearby grain and the incident of the Omer being brought from Gago's Tzarifim, which occurred when the Hashmonaean kings besieged each other and the surrounding crops were destroyed. They didn't know where to obtain barley until a mute man put one hand on a roof, a Gog, and another on a hut, Tzarif. Mordechai realized he referred to a place called Gago's Tzarifim or Tzarifim Gago's. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff brings the opinion that Bikurim require Tanufa? That's on Duff. Samacholov. Good. Number 2. Which stuff with Mokok is whether Minchas or Omer requires Hagosha based on Atzara Shava? That's on Duff. Samach. Good. Number 3. All right, so which stuff do we learn about the publicized ceremony of Katsira Sa'omer? That's on Duff. Samachay. Good. Number 4. Which stuff discuss bring the Omer from nearby grain and the mice where it was once brought from Gago's Tzarifim? That's on Duff. Samach Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which stuff discusses the symbolism of Tanufa in all directions? That's on Duff. Samach Beis. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we know about the debate over privately donating the Tamid, which was resolved on the 8th day of Nisan? That's on Duff. Samach Hei. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that a Minchas Nadava cannot be brought from barley? That's on Duff. Samach. Good. Number 8. Which stuff to discuss which is preferred when cutting figs for a chola who only needs two figs, whether we detach two figs on two stems versus three figs on one stem? That's on Duff. Samach Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which stuff brings the debate over the dates for Shavuos and Sfiras HaOmer and the meaning of Mamachos HaShabbos? That's on Duff. Samach Hei. Great. And number 10. Which stuff lists the offerings which require Tanufa but not Hagasha, one of them being the Chazav Ashok of a private Shlamim? That's on Duff. Samachalov. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.